Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Gildan Audio presents an unabridged recording of Make Your Own Waves, The Surfer's Rules for Entrepreneurs and Innovators by Lewis Patler. Narrated by Timothy Andres Pabon. Forward by Sean Thompson. Surfing like entrepreneurship takes courage. I know this from spending 2 decades exploring the link between the principles of surfing and business. I've written about it in my books, The Surfer's Code and The Code. I depicted it in a film, Bustin' Down the Door, and I've lectured about it at schools, universities, and Fortune 500 companies. But I learned about courage at Pipeline. Phil Edwards, a surfing legend, rode the Banzai Pipeline for the first time in the mid-1960s. Surfers had watched it for decades, knowing the wave would punish any mistake with a vicious wipeout or worse. Over the ensuing 50 years, Pipeline has become the benchmark of success, skill, and courage. Succeed at Pipeline, and a surfer carries that aura of confidence all over the world. I was obsessed with Pipeline, and as a 10-year-old, I had a picture of it above my bed, knowing that was where I would be challenged to my core. Particularly dangerous waves at a handful of breaks around the world kill surfers each year. Mavericks is killed, and Teahupo'o, too. However, the Banzai Pipeline is a serial killer. It breaks 50 yards from the shore over a coral reef with dangerous riptides. As a young boy, when surfing Pipeline the first few times, I would feel the fear rising as I got closer to that moment when one paddles over the edge, propelled forward by the wave's energy and the force of gravity. One has to make a quick decision, and the worst moments come when you get stuck in the valley of indecision and the wave makes the decision and metes out punishment for that failure to choose. Pipeline is all about totally committed decisions, and I learned early that riding the wave successfully was an apt metaphor for any risky endeavor in life or business. Take the drop with absolute commitment. One day, soon after I had just won the World Surfing Championships, the youngest surfer ever to do so, I was riding a surfboard nicknamed the Pink Banana, a revolutionary and innovative piece of equipment with extreme curve, hence the name, that had enabled me to change my technique from one of stylish survival to powerful and radical maneuvering. I was young, strong, and felt invincible. I paddled out towards the
sample complete. Ready to continue?